سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ذواتا أفنان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, may Allah give the speaker sincerity, give the listener sincerity. When the listeners listen with sincerity, Allah inspires the speaker to say beneficial words. We're doing Surah Rahman, and I recited verses number 43 to 48 from Surah Ar-Rahman, para 27. Allah sent us into this temporary world to prepare for the life after death. If a person obeys the commands of Allah and follows the beautiful sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and abstains from the sins and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has prepared Jannah, paradise for us. And for whatever reason, aliyazu billah, those that did not obey the commands of Allah, one is a person that do not have iman, is not a Muslim, doesn't believe in Allah. Our iman is amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'si ba'd al maut. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in all the messengers from Nabi Adam alayhi salam till the last and final Nabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi sallam. All the books that were revealed to the various prophets, Torah, Zabur, Injil, the glorious Quran Sharif, the last and final authentic book of Allah Ta'ala amongst us. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam is the final and Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bring iman in the Quran ayats, and we bring iman on the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That those that do not have iman, they are in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. This is the Jahannam, hellfire, which the criminals used to deny. See, sign of pride and arrogance is they refuse to accept the truth, and they look down upon others, they feel they are better than others. Allah does not like pride, and people think very high of themselves, maybe very knowledgeable, whatever, but they're not humble enough to submit to the command of Allah and the authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallam. Their pride and arrogance will take them to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. They shall pass between it in Jahannam, hellfire, and the boiling water. These advices are for me first. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. Those ulama that teach in Quran and Hadith, قال الله قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم for 7-8 hours a day in the Darul Umdiya, the chosen servants of Allah. And I was listening one beautiful poem in Urdu. Ye masjid madrasa jannat nahi hai to aur kya hai. The masjid and the madrasas where the Quran Sharif is being recited and taught, where the authentic hadiths of Rasulullah are being taught, and the masjid we read our 5 times daily salah with jama'ah, we read our jummah salat with jama'ah, and our ulama ikram has various types of programs. These places are already a part of Jannah. And those that frequent the masjid and madrasas, the one leg is in Jannah. And we hope in the mercy of Allah to grant us all respectable dead on Iman and make our grave a garden of Jannah. Now, this yatufuna bainaha wa baina hamimin an. Person, sinful servants will be punished in Jahannam. There's one type of punishment for those that do not practice what they preach. I myself guilty. Ata'amuruna an-nasa bil birri wa tansawna anfusakum wa antum tatluna al-kitab. You're reminding others to do good, but you're forgetting yourself. It is mentioned one person will be punished in Jahannam very severely. That he will be going round Jahannam, like how you have a well in the olden days. And to take out water from the well, did you tie a string and a bucket to go down the well? And the top part of the string would be tied to a horse or a donkey. And the horse and donkey goes round the well. And as the donkey and the horse goes round the well, the bucket comes up with water and the people get water. So it mentioned that a person that did not practice on what they preach, they have a split personality, Allah forgive us. In the masjid, they are somebody else. And in the private life, they are somebody else. May Allah protect us. But we cannot hide from Allah. They will be punished, they will be going round Jahannam. And people will recognize them, that you should give us advice in the masjid. You should give us advice at different public platforms. How you ended up in Jahannam. You will say, I gave you all advice, but I never practiced on my knowledge. May Allah forgive me and forgive everybody and guide us to practice on the little knowledge that we have. And whenever Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jahannam, He gives us hope. About Jannat. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانْ زَوَاتَا أَفْنَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانْ. The one who fears standing before Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, he'll have two Jannats, two paradises. Another place Allah says in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَىٰ. Whosoever out of the fear of Allah abstain from sin, the abode is Jannah, paradise. Here Allah says they'll get double Jannah. There's a lot of explanation. One is they'll get two Jannahs of gold, or one Jannah of gold, one Jannah of silver. Anyway, we believe in the Akhirat and the beauty of Jannat. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever we desire, Allah has prepared for us. And Allah Ta'ala make our pious wife of this world the queen of all the hoors of Jannah. When we come to the masjid for salah, remind the women folk and the children at home also to read salah also. And when we return from the masjid, we must question them, did they read the salah, especially Fajr salah? Before coming, we get everybody up. And when we turn back, see that everybody got up and read the salah. And the happy family will be happy family in Jannat also. May Allah grant us such pious family members that assist us in deen. And may Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. As insan, we all make mistakes. I recite few hadiths on the verges of making tawbah and istighfar. Anil Aghir ibn Yasar al-Muzayyini radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal nasu tubu ila Allahi wa astaghfiruhu fa inni atubu fil yawmi mi'ata marrah. Rawahu Muslim. A Sahabi narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people, turn in repentance and tawbah to Allah and seek forgiveness from Him, for I certainly turn in repentance to Him 100 times a day, mentioned in Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being Imam al-Anbiya, given the highest rank in Jannah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to Jannah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite Astaghfirullah more than 100 times in a day. The ulama say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading is to teach us, to teach the ummah, that we must also read Istighfar more than 100 times a day. One Abi Hamzata Anas ibn Malik al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu khadimi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لله أفرح بتوبة عبدي من أحدكم سقط على بعيره وقد أضله في أرض فلان متفق عليه. Anas radiyallahu anhu, he was an assistant and servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi had a lot of liking for him, and he also had a lot of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, being in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he learned a lot. And one such hadith he mentioned that Allah Ta'ala is very happy when people make tawbah and istighfar. Narrates that has Anas radiyallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is more pleased by the repentance, tawbah, istighfar of his servant than one of you finds his camel after having lost it in the desert land. Another narration comes, I'm just leaving out the Arabic. A traveler traveling with all his luggage in the desert with a camel, and he decided to have a rest at an oasis or under a tree. And he tied his camel with all his belongings to a tree or to a stone or rock, and he had a rest. The moment he gets up, he sees the camel lost, got loose from its rope, and he went away. Now he's in the desert. Nobody can contact. Those days there was no cell phone, no landline, no telephones. And certain desert, there was no people living nearby that you could ask them for assistance. So this person, he got up, he seen that camel laden with goods are gone. And as he sees this, he gets despondent. Now there's nothing left for me to live. It's time for me to leave the world. Maybe I'll die in this condition. And as he sits in this state of despondency, he sees his camel coming towards him with his goods, everything intact. And out of happiness, he says, I'm the Rabb and Allah is my servant. As a mistake, he makes a mistake. Then after he rectifies his mistakes, no, Allah is my Rabb. Allah made that camel come to me. How happy that person gets. A person can make a lot of gunas. Allah is waiting to forgive our sins. There are three conditions for tawbah. One is feel remorseful. Second, leave that action. Third is make sins intention of not going towards sins and disobedience again. And Muslims will read the salah 5 times a day, males with jama'ah. The salah will guide us to abstain from sin and dislike vengeance of sin. And if a non-Muslim disbeliever, he did the worst of crimes, even committed murder, but one time they recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and they changed their life, they stopped being oppressive. Before they were causing harm to the Muslims, but after they accept Islam, reciting the Kalima Shahada, they be of assistance to the Muslims, that Allah will forgive them, inshallah al-Aziz. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing on the sincere advices that were given. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashahadu wa la ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.